the present perfect continuous tense, some past actions. He has been walking in the rain. That is why he has a fever. Has been is there. By that we understand it is the perfect tense, and walking, raining, all these are the continuous tense. Now expressing anger. Someone has been touching my phone. Has been and touching. Okay. You are not happy about it. You are speaking about the action in the present, about the action which has taken place in the past. Please study the structure. Now we study about idioms. Idioms have an important role in all languages. An idiom is a group of words whose total meaning is different from the actual words which we see. Today we shall study 10 idioms. In your worksheet, you must already seen the idioms and the list of idioms which are already given. I'm just going through them. Bag and baggage. It means with all belongings. So when you make the sentence, you will write, I arrived bag and baggage, not I arrived with. Bits and starts. It's also sometimes written as fits and starts. That is irregularly. He studies, fits and starts. Leaps and bounds. It means rapidly, very fast. Industry is moving leaps and bounds. High and low. That means everywhere. I was looking for my book high and low. Behind the scenes in private. She does not come in front, but she is a hard worker behind the scenes. Between two fires, that means between two difficulties or problems. So sometimes you are between two fires. You may have got a scolding in school, and also you come home and your mother again shouts at you. So you are between two fires. By hook or by crook, by honesty or dishonesty. That means you want to achieve something. And you really want to achieve it, you are serious about it. So you say, I will get it by hook or by crook, any means. Fire and fury, anger. So if you have not done something, maybe your mother is fire and fury. Hard and fast means here strict. I tell you, there is no hard and fast rule about this particular thing. Heart and soul. Earnestly, I have studied heart and soul. Just like that. After that, we go to homophones. Now, homophones are words that sound the same but have different spellings and meanings. Listen carefully. Now, the words are over here. Accept, A-double-C-E-P-T, and accept, E-X-C-E-P-T. We have the next set, accede and exceed. If you still have difficulty, please check the dictionary. Now, the next group is access, that is to approach, excess, that is too much. You have had excess food to eat in that way. Adapt, to adjust like animals, adapt to a environment. Adopt, to take, somebody may adopt a child. Beside and besides. Beside is nearby, come and sit beside me. And besides is in additional to. Besides apples and pears, I like grapes. Conscience and conscious. Conscience means the thing to do right and wrong, your sense to do right and wrong. If you do wrong, then your conscience will trouble you. Conscious, that is aware of something. I am conscious that you are standing behind me. We have next defer and differ. Defer is to postpone something. Differ is to disagree. Eligible and illegible. Eligible means fit to be chosen. Eligible for the monitor of the class. Illegible is cannot be easily read. That means if your handwriting is bad, your handwriting is illegible. Humane and human. Human is kind. Human is a human being. Loan. To lend money, you get a loan from the bank. Loan is only one. You will get these in the worksheet. Learn them.